A Christmas holiday tradition is back for its 78th year. The annual Lions Children's Christmas Telethon is returning with a few significant changes, including moving the fundraiser up by 1 week. The telethon, which traditionally falls on the first Saturday of December, will this year be televised on Saturday, November 30th, live from the studios of Canadore College starting at 2 p.m. It is hoped that the change in date will result in increased viewership, which will translate into more pledges. We've changed it to a week in advance, to get away from all the other Christmas events that traditionally happen that weekend, explained Lion Werner Press, chair of this year's telethon. Pledges are being accepted online, through PayPal at www.lionchildrenstelethon.com or via e-transfer. They can go to our website and the information is all on there. We have our poster on there for e-transfer, stated Press. People can also call in on the 30th, by calling the number for their viewing area shown on the screen. Money raised will support the growing number of families and children in need this Christmas from the areas surrounding North Bay. We've had an increase already for 50 more baskets. So, I think we're probably looking at around 400 families and 600 kids. The children range in age from infants to 17, explained Press. Anybody can apply for a Christmas basket, they do it through the different Lions clubs. We pay for the turkeys and hams and provide all the gifts. The individual clubs are the ones who put the food baskets together. First and second year students are combining efforts to produce the telethon. Several Canadore programs are involved in producing this year's telethon, stated student producer Alexa Bouchard from the Broadcasting and Television program. The college takes this telethon very seriously. It is a wonderful charity and we as students are proud to run it. Everybody really puts their all into this because it is such a large production that the Lions trust us with. The telethon promises to showcase some excellent local talent, including numerous musical acts. There's a lot of up-and-coming bands in North Bay, and we do have dancers coming, and a fiddle and step dance act which will be interesting, and a choir will also be performing. The choir is from Chippewa and the dance team is from West Ferris, shared Bouchard. All the musical acts are live this year. We do have a couple of interviews that we did ahead of time and some silly videos, so tune in to watch. Over the years, many families have used the telethon as a holiday tradition to come together to trim their tree and get their home ready for Christmas. Anyone looking to start a new tradition might consider coming out and being part of the live studio audience in the Canadore G-Wing Theatre. It really helps get the hosts excited. It really sets the mood when we have a live audience. We will be welcoming people coming in and we will also have donation boxes outside the G-Wing Theatre at Canadore, shared Bouchard. Both monetary and non-perishable food items will be accepted. So, you can come in and watch some local talent and donate in person, explained Bouchard. The broadcast will be streamed from Canadore. All of it is done from within the college. We send a signal over to Cogeco Your TV and it takes that signal and plays it on their channel. The broadcast will also be live streamed at www.lionchildrenstelethon.com, stated Press. We'll have a link on the Lions page that you can go to. So, if you search out Lions Children's Christmas Telethon, the website will come up with the link, and you can click on that link to go to the site, and it will take you directly to it so you can watch it easily. Advance donations are also being accepted. Donate online or you can do it at Scotiabank. Just tell them it is for the Lions Children's Christmas Telethon, and our account is at Northgate, Press explained. I hope people are able to help out those who are less fortunate. It is all volunteer-driven. The Lions Children's Christmas Telethon, helping to make Christmas memories for decades.